بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Terrorist attack in Shah Cheragh Shrine disgraced the hypocritical black-hearted Americans. This is the part of Imam Khamenei's speech in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Tuesday, December 20, 2022, which was delivered when he met with a number of the families of the martyrs who were murdered in the Shah Cheragh terrorist attack. The tragic yet glorious tragedy that took place in the holy shrine of Ahmad ibn Musa Shah Cheragh, peace be upon him, is one that will remain permanently in history. This tragedy must not be forgotten. Of course, it will not be forgotten. But even so, our cultural institutions, our media networks, and our artistic organizations need to preserve, give attention to, and show this event in the same way that they give attention to Ashura tragedy and other historical events. They need to pass news of this on to the future generations. We have had shortcomings in these areas. We have shortcomings when it comes to the media, to the spreading of information, and to exposing events. Many of our youths are unaware of the events that took place 20 years ago. They do not know about the crimes committed by MEK terrorists.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
During the month of Ramadan in 1981, in this same city of Shiraz, a number of MEK terrorists broke into the Honorable Dr. Muhammad Hassan Tahiri's house at the time for breaking the fast and showered him and his family with bullets. During the month of Ramadan in Shiraz, I visited their home a while later. Unfortunately, our younger generation is unaware of many of these events. We have not worked hard enough to raise awareness in these areas. Those who work in the field of the arts should work on this. Now, you younger people who are here today, those of you who are talented in the field of the arts, the media, writing, and raising awareness in the people, I want you to remember that these things are some of our obligatory duties. Anyway, I would like to once again extend my condolences to all of you, the families of these noble martyrs. I would like to offer both my condolences and my congratulations to you. You should be congratulated. These martyrs have attained high status, both the children and the adults. There were children among them, adults, the young, women, men, city people, and villagers. They are all attained high positions. That is truly something to be congratulated about. And of course, please accept my condolences too. God willing, may God grant you patience and reward you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.